Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit.
Hey everyone, welcome to another fabulous session for the Power of Your Story Summit. I know if you've been listening to the other ones before, you're truly inspired and motivated. And guess what? You're gonna get some more motivation right now in just a minute with my special guest, Sharon the Heart Lady Reed. How you doing, Sharon?
I am excellent. Thank you for asking. I am so grateful, thankful for this time to share with you and your audience. And I honor this time.
Well, awesome. It's so good to have you here. Before we jump into our questions, I would love it if you would tell the audience a little bit about you, what you do, how you help them, and then we'll move forward.
All right. Well, let's just make this very informal. if you've ever walked away from talking with your partner or your boss or your coworker and try to get clarity, but end up feeling more frustrated when you first started. You've been there before, right? Too many of us are stuck in cycles of poor interactions, whether it's at home, at work, and guess what? Even within ourselves. When misunderstandings turn into arguments, or silence replaces talking it out, or yelling substitutes listening, it ends up with what? Strained relationships, emotional exhaustion,
right,
and feeling unheard. So again, my name is Dr. Sharon Reed, and I'm affectionately known as the Heart Lady. And I guide my clients through relationship drama into meaningful connections, and those that have emotional trauma, support them into strength and purposeful life lessons. And Carol, I use simple but practical holistic strategies and evidence-based assessments, and they reveal your arguing style, your patterns, triggers, and your apology language. I know once you understand how you show up in disagreements and your body's stress response, you'll recognize other people's styles too. True. Then everything shifts. So my talks, workshops, and sessions are more than just learning better communication. It's about learning how to manage your emotions, maintain boundaries. You know, we have problems with maintaining boundaries. We set them, right. We don't maintain them, right?
Right. You're so right.
Okay. And then, you know, I help control anxiety and, of course, process heartache. Mm-hmm. So after working with me, your results are renewed relationships, resilience, and satisfaction. Coworkers get along much better together. Families trust each other. Marriages thrive. But most importantly, individuals truly feel confident in their ability to express themselves without the drama, the shame, and shutting down. And so, family, if you are interested and you want more information, a link will be posted to receive a complimentary assessment and a worksheet.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also contact me through social media on @TheHeartLady.
Awesome. Well, what an introduction and a way to tell us what you're doing, what you don't do, and how awesome we will be after we work with you. And listen, y'all, I can attest to this because Sharon the Heart Lady, and I have had many discussions about, I don't know, family, and mainly family, I think, has been my biggest strife going on. But she has helped me so much to kind of, I don't know, just like think through everything and make sure that you're not the catalyst for all the stuff that's happening. And when you approach relationships, no matter if they're, familiar, family oriented, or if they're husband, wife, sister, brother, siblings, whatever, that you can walk away in peace, no stress, and with kind of like a solution or something. Because I think that happens a lot of times, especially Sharon, when you were saying how we set these boundaries and we don't adhere to them. But the thing with that is we get mad at the people for overstepping the boundaries when we're not even upholding them ourselves. So that's been something that I've been working on for myself. I can set boundaries, but sticking to them, because I'm just like, oh, why don't I just do this? Or, I'll say, don't call me between these hours or after this hour. And then I'll text somebody after that hour. That's, that's totally
Breaking
destroying what I put up there.
absolutely. And you know what, when you think of it as saying, well, you know what, if I break my own boundary, I'm disrespecting myself. If someone else is breaking my boundary, then they're disrespecting me. And that's not to say that we can't be flexible, but we want, and we can't, we don't want to be rigid, but we definitely want to set a standard. And I find, even with myself, I'm guilty. I find that I may make promises to others and I keep those promises and easily break the promises I make to myself.
Why is that? Why do we do that? We don't count ourselves as the valuable one that we gotta keep going, which is why we're talking about stewarding our story, keeping it real, keeping it, I guess, in a place where it's protected and safe so that we are the ones who share it like it needs to be shared, sharing the whole story, telling everything that we need to tell. We don't need to tell every single thing, but the stuff that we need to tell so that people can understand. I love that. I love that. So let me ask you this. Why did you choose this category of stewarding your story to talk about?
Well, this topic is right up my alley. It's usually what I start off with when I'm seeing my clients. And it resonates with me because I know our minds create a story of how we want things to be. But our bodies, they tell the truth of how things really are.
Exactly.
And, stewarding our personal story means bringing both into alignment, what's going on in our mind, what's going on into our bodies. And, as you were saying before, the mind often creates protective stories, but those stories are not always accurate. And so, I'll give you a classic example. Say, how's everything? Oh, everything's okay, but it's not. Our body is, we're in pain or we're stressed out or we're overwhelmed. How you doing? I'm fine. No, you're not. You got a tension headache. I always say these are little lies that we tell ourselves. In some ways, it serves us. If we need to perform, then we say, okay, I'm all right. I can push through, and it helps us push through. But if we continue to do this, what happens is our body gets too used to riding on this high cortisol level. And these are the imbalances in our body. Then we begin to implode. So the stories we tell ourselves are so important because it shows up in our physical body.
What's that saying? You can't trust your mind to tell you the truth or something like that, because you're thinking something immediately. And this is a perfect example. Like you're driving along, you come up on a car accident, you have no idea what happened. But your mind is telling you, well, maybe that car hit the other car, maybe that person had to stop, or maybe that person was drinking a drink and it fell and they reached for it. Our minds want the thing closed. We have to have this story in our head. And sometimes we let those stories lead us to crazy places, or we don't put the brakes on and we don't stop it. And then, like you said, when you meet someone, how you doing? I'm fine, good. You got that smile and everything, but it's not, we're not being truthful to ourselves,
There
especially
you
in our
go.
soul. So
And
comes out.
oftentimes, we carry these narratives from childhood and thinking that, the parent told you no for a particular reason, or yes for a particular reason, and you in your mind make up the reason why they said that, and that was not true. But you've carried that reason throughout your adulthood, and then you get to find out, what? That was crazy.
That wasn't even what I was thinking. I just told you that
Or
because
your
so and so
parents
so
said,
and
why did you think that? No, I was
right.
just telling you that because this and this could have hurt you, or this and this would have served you. So, it's important. And as we talk more, I'll talk about how we can fine-tune that.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, so my next question to you is, how do you feel that this category of stewarding your story applies to what you're doing and have done in your business?
What I'm doing and how this applies. Well, number one, as a emotional healing specialist and relationship, I always have to check in. My business is based on a three tier. So what's going on physically, emotionally, and spiritually. So when a client comes into me, I go through what's going on with their bodies first. Then we talk about the emotions. It's usually the emotions that, well, the reason why they're coming to me. But I show them how there's a relationship between the lower back pain that they're having, and then they're feeling as though they're not supported. I show them that, oh, your lab levels say that you have diabetes or pre-diabetic. Has something sad been happening in your life? Are you grieving? What sweetness? Are you having any fun? And so when we start to understand how the body, those physical ailments are your signals of saying, hey, you need to pay attention to me. You need to pay attention to me. That's when things start to click and we can begin to align and address those things. And so I use that in my business, and it helps my client get a better understanding of themselves. And so I wanted to tell a quick story around a true quick story around this, Carol. You're gonna laugh when I bring up this story. So we were gonna record earlier, yesterday, and I was ready. Mentally, I was ready, but my body was so stressed out. There were so many things that I had done in the morning prior to it was, I felt like it was a whole day. And I was And I was, my body was feeling jittery, but my mind was saying, you got this, you're prepared, you're ready. But what did I do? I took back and I listened to my body and I said, you know what? This is not going to be my best self. And so I applied these techniques to myself. I took time to listen to what my body was saying, even though I knew that I was prepared and ready. But I said, no, this is not the best time. And that's how it serves me and helps to keep me calm. And what I share with my clients, as they come to see me.
That's a very good story and a very good way to be, because tell you a little bit about me and my husband. This morning we did not go to the gym. Oh my God, blasphemy. But we didn't go to the gym yesterday either, because we woke up and it was just pouring rain. It was just like, I'm not getting out there in that rain. And I felt guilty all day. I felt just bad. So today when I got up, it was not no rain. It was actually, okay. And I asked my husband, I was like, you want to go today? He was like, what do you think? And I was like, whatever you want. He was like, no, we're not going. And I felt relief, right? So what was the difference between yesterday and today? I felt that in my spirit, in my soul, that I needed rest. I needed the rest. Yesterday was just like you were saying about yesterday was crazy. Yesterday was a crazy day for me, and it did put me on edge. A lot of the things that were going on, people, just different things. It wasn't anything bad, just different things. And I got that rest last night, and then I kind of didn't really want to go to the gym, and my husband just put a stamp on it. I went back to sleep, and I had the most restful sleep. I woke up, fixed breakfast, even did omelets. And omelets are a big thing for us around here, because it's not just the quick stuff. You can just put it together, put my love into it, and it felt good. So your story resonates in stewarding that part of your story inside. So my story was like, I need rest today. And the rest brings me peace so that I can do stuff like this, like interview you and feel happy and good and everything's right and things have been going good. So it does our how we treat ourselves in our insides
Yeah.
reflects how things happen on the outside. You're so right about
Absolutely.
that.
Yeah. Because, I was feeling rushed the whole day. And I just knew that if I was to interview, I would still feel rushed and I would be talking fast and I would be going blah, 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 because that's where my cortisol level was. And so sometimes we just need to pause, take a breath, and listen to our bodies.
Exactly. Now, along that line, how can listeners emulate what you've done with your story and what you're doing with your story inside their own business?
So it's great for as far as themselves and what they project from themselves also comes out. They show up in their business. And so I would ask you and the audience just to take a slow breath, really breathe from the abdomen. Sometimes we breathe from our chest, and when we're chest breathing, we are not, our body is too tense. So when I tell my clients at night or in the morning if they have time, but at night they need to go ahead and just take a slow breath, tell their body, each part of their body, we're going to relax. And I go from head down to toe, okay, head, and let's scan it. Anything going on? Do I have a headache or a tension? Then go down to my neck. How does my neck feel? I actually move it. Go down to my chest and I actually put my hand on my chest. And when you put your hand on your chest right in the middle there, that is actually where your heart is located. And your hand is covering both your heart and your lungs. And so I just take some breaths and feel how does that feel? And then go down to my abdomen and down to my legs. And I feel them one by one. And I feel my calves and I wiggle my toes and I just take time to be in tune with myself. Because when you take time to be in tune with yourself, you kind of quickly pick up, oh, this ain't right. I don't remember this knee pain. At night I was like, oh, why my back hurt? Yeah, I was wearing them heels all day. So just taking note of that when things are feeling really good and when things are really bad, you pick up on what's going on in your body much quicker. And so you'll figure out where your body is telling you a truth or has your mind ignored it. Because oftentimes when we feel pain, especially as us women doing so many things at the same time, we're like, oh, that must be cramps. Oh, that's because I'm doing this. Oh, that's because I'm doing that, right? And it really is something that we need to pay attention to. And so listening to the body is part of stewarding your story. Stewardship is about honoring, aligning, and integrating. And so I have three tips or three practical steps because that's what I said I do. I don't just talk and tell you, I give you practical and simple. That's what, I pride myself on. Simple, practical, and holistic. And so it's called the three N's. And the first one is notice. And so you want to catch really the gap between what's going on in your mind and the body signals. And that was the scan that I was telling you about. And so the other N is name. Name how you feel. So first you're going to notice what's happening in your body. Notice what you told yourself about what was happening, and then name it, label it. Because if you can't label it, what I say, I usually say, if you can't name it, you can't feel it, or name it so that you can feel it. So label the body's truth. You know what? I really feel grief. I really feel sad. I really feel joy. I really feel happy. Too many times we just hop on the negative. But if you feel good, say you feel good. You're not
Let it
doing too
permeate through
much
your whole
right.
body, because it goes, people catch it. If you let it permeate through your body, joy, happiness, peace. Peace, because I tell everybody I'm at peace. I no stress. I feel great. And then sometimes when I don't, I'm thinking, why am I not feeling great? Like
There you
yesterday, why
go.
am I not feeling good about this thing? And then it was kind of all wrapped up this morning when I woke up and I said, wow, I needed that rest. And I think we have to really key into that because now with all the craziness going around, when all the people doing whatever they want, this and that, We have got to take care of ourselves in our capsule because we are responsible for our own temple, our own body. You know, God gave it to us, but we are responsible for it. And if we don't, like you said, steward our story, guide it, protect it, and all of that, we're not doing what we're supposed to do.
That's right. And we're not showing up in meaningful ways.
Right, exactly.
Right. And so we need to show up for ourselves, and we also need to show up for our business, because they are depending. And you know, it's your attitude, it's your demeanor that always shows up. No matter how you feel, people can see it, and
Oh,
people
yeah.
can and check in with your own energy. So how does it impact your business? It impact, I used to teach this communication class, and we would do this exercise where you pick up the phone and the person is angry. And when they pick up the phone, the other person can feel that anger. Or when you pick up the phone and you're talking, smiling, the other person feels that. And so that's just regular customer service techniques, right? But it is true, your energy does transfer through, and people pick that up. So if you want good customer service, if you want productivity, if you want to keep your team together, if you want to do great presentations, you have to align yourself and know what story you're telling yourself.
That is so
It's so,
true.
yeah.
Man. Now, what's that last N?
That last end,
I think
nurture.
we started talking
That's right. We ran off on a tangent, but it's
as
all
we
good.
usually do, as we usually do.
So, number the first N is notice, the second N is name it, and the third N is nurture. Take one action to bring compassion and alignment. And so this is the practical part of it. Well, whether some people breathe, do breath work, some people journaling, reaching out to someone else who can also give you positive feedback, and just pause before reacting.
Oh,
So
that's a
many
big
times,
one. That's a
yeah,
big one.
could red pause. Just think about, okay, this person pissed me off. Before you just say something right back, just say, okay, what's going on with the person? So, another quick story, Carol. I was teaching a class, and I was teaching medical terminology. And because there's so many medical terms, every day I gave a quiz, and on the fifth day I would give an exam. So every day I would give a quiz, and so I usually it's my morning class, so I usually take these paper, I take the quiz, and I go to every single person in the class, and just kind of touch base with them, how you doing, and give them the quiz. So I gave it to one student, and the student just started yelling, "I'm sick and tired of this." Using all of these expletives. Yeah, she was using all this profanity,
Oh
expletives.
my gosh.
"I'm so sick and tired of you doing this." And she was carrying on, and all the students were just looking at her. I was like, I didn't say anything. I just went to the next person. And they were like, "Mrs. Reed, I don't know how you could take that. She was so disrespectful." After I handed out all the papers, had them take the test, I said, "Everybody go ahead on a quick break." But I was stood next to the student that yelled out. And I said, I kind of touched her. I said, "You stay here." And so I looked at her and I said, "I know you're not angry at me. What's going on?" And she said, "Mrs. Reed, I'm sorry. It wasn't you. It's right after this class, I have to go do a mammogram because they found a mass."
Oh my goodness. Wow. That's
So
making me
that,
tear up right now. That's making me tear up right now because you know my story. Oh my goodness.
yes. And so I knew it wasn't about me. I could have reacted. I could have cussed her out or said, "Who you think you're talking to? Leave my class right now." Because everybody was like in shock. And I just remained cool because I knew that it wasn't about me. I knew it was something that was going on with her. So I didn't have to react. So it's important that we bring compassion when people are upset. Most of the time, it ain't about you. It's really about them. And then what I do is figure out what could be going on in their mind. What is the story that is behind? What is the core reason why this person is acting that way? It's very helpful in intimate relationships.
Oh yeah, definitely. You got to
Yeah,
get to
it's
the
real.
bottom of
So just
things.
pause a bit. Did I embarrass the person? Did I come off the wrong way? What was the way I responded? Or what was the way, what did I say, and how did I say it? Why that person is giving me that response? or reaction.
Right.
Yeah.
You hit
So I
on
think
something. You hit on something so important there, is to take yourself out of it, but still remain present at the same time so you can help them, because you don't know what just happened. You could act, because it happened to you, you could act any number of ways, but you in that situation decided to just kind of like, let me just, go about my business and I will circle back. Sometimes we can't do that. I've noticed that people have this hair trigger, and they're ready to grab a gun or a knife or some craziness, do some stupidness that they can never come back from. So what you said is key. We are trying, because it affects our story and how we stored it. Because if you had just let loose on that poor girl, a lady, whatever, and she did not get closure or get the chance to tell you what was actually going on, her story from that moment forward would have been very different from the story that she actually ended up with when you sat down and you talked with her and she told you this and you were able to give her some words of encouragement. So, how are we affecting other people's story by the way that we react?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Okay, so our final question is, what's the lesson that God has taught you about your story?
So, with that, I draw a reference from a passage in the Bible. I love Proverbs, and Proverbs 4:23 says, just to paraphrase, it says, everything you do flows from your heart. And so I really take that to heart, pun intended. Everything we do flows from the heart. And Proverbs 27:19 says, as water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. And I find that that is all part of stewarding your story, because your story is just not what your mind writes, it's also what your body holds. And when you steward, both, you really live in your truth and wholeness, and then are connected. And so God has taught me to listen to my heart, because I believe that when I'm praying through my heart rather than through my mind. I'm going through my feelings, because the mind likes to analyze, and the mind, that part of the brain, is specifically to protect you. But when you go into your heart, this is your true feelings. And so I connect myself with physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And so I feel like God has taught me to be in integrity, which is one of my highest values. Have integrity and speak the truth and teach the truth from your perspective. However, in my sessions, I give various perspectives, because someone has to be able to see what speaks to them, what is true to them. And so, God has just taught me to honor my heart.
I love it. I love that. And in honoring our heart, I think we honor God, we honor the Holy Spirit, we honor, everything that we believe in, our faith, if we honor our heart. When we stop listening or stop caring, stop the integrity, trying going, that's when we fall off the rails. But we always feel it. Even when you're about to do something wrong, it's wrong.
You
But
know
you
when you
tell
tell
yourself
this
something.
lie and you say, "Well, I didn't lie, I just exaggerated. I didn't lie, I just embellished." You
You know what it
lied.
was? Yeah, it's
And you
still a
can't, and I
lie.
always say you get this little twitch. Well, it was only three times, but you said it was six times to make it sound more dramatic. Well, I've been waiting for you for 10 hours. No, you've been waiting for me for 10 minutes.
I know. Have you ever seen that reminds me of Madea. Have you ever watched her? We went to see her live, or him, Tyler Perry, live. It was several years ago, and he was still doing the stage plays.
Yeah, I
And
remember.
he had this one scene where he was sitting at the table with somebody, some other person. And where's that waitress? I've been sitting here for 2 minutes, and she has not come over yet. And then 1 minute later, it's 12 minutes, and now she still doesn't come. And then 1 minute later, I've been sitting here half an hour. What is going on? Our perception
There you
of
go.
life cannot be right all the time, and we do have to put it through our heart and see, is this really true, or am I, let me just calm down a second. Let me just think about it. I think it helps us in our dealings with clients, in our dealings with our spouses, our mates, significant others, our friends, whatever. It helps us all to do this. So I'm so glad that you brought it up. All right, now you mentioned really quickly that you have a gift. Tell us about this gift. And everyone, the link is down below. So you can go ahead and click the link while she's telling you what this gift is.
So, I created this link where I did this link. I created this. This is a mini packet where it gives you three journaling prompts. It has a an assessment in there, and a questionnaire. So it's all about how you can align your mind and your body. And
All
so,
right.
yeah, I think that you will enjoy it. It's reflective, and it should be where you can just, you don't have to necessarily download it. It's fillable, and so
Oh,
yeah.
good. Good. I love fillable stuff, PDFs and all that.
Yeah.
Because for me, if I had to wait till I download and print it out, it wouldn't even gonna happen. I don't even have a printer around here. We're gonna get
Okay.
one, but I don't have a printer. Sharon, thank you so much for
So,
joining me on the summit, the power of your story, and really, diging deep into stewarding our story. But before I let you go, how can people connect with you on these internet streets?
in these internet streets. All right. At the Heart Lady, that's THEE. Heart Lady on Instagram. So if you just put Dr. Sharon Reed or the Heart Lady, I'm gonna pop up. And
Yes,
so I'd
because you
like, yeah,
branding,
I'm
branding. That's what it's
branded.
all.
I've learned it from the best. Wow.
Thank you.
Learned
Branding, branded. Yes. All right, y'all. Y'all have
So
got
let
your
me give
marketing.
one my
Yes, go
last
ahead.
line here.
Okay.
So I want you to all remember, because I want to tie it in. The heart is where the mind and the body meet. Stewarding your story means letting your heart become the author.
Oh, wow. I'm glad we didn't miss that. I love that. This is great. Again, thank you so much for sharing your time, your thoughts, and I can tell you put a lot into that. So, everyone out there, if you need to rewind and listen to this again, please do so at my urging. So, thank you very much.
Oh,
And
thank you, Carol.
y'all stay tuned for the next speaker coming up. Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.